As some of you can probably see, yes, I'm trying something a little different today. And we're also going to be preaching on something a little different today. Okay, we're starting a new series, and this is going to be kind of a strange series, honestly. This is how I feel about it. I feel like it's going to be a strange series, but this series is called Little Actions, Big Distractions. Little Actions, Big Distractions. And for some of you that can see the screen, what you see is a service dog kind of getting stuck up with a squirrel. When we know that service dogs are supposed to be guiding, you know, the owner to where they're going. And sometimes it seems like that in our lives in general, and what I'll be talking about in this series specifically, is when I'm preaching. what we're going to do is talk about the little distractions that happen at this moment. At the moment of preaching. Now, obviously, you know, the Word of God is applicable to more than just what we're talking about here. You can find my prayers that you're gleaning something out of this for the rest of your life. But we're going to be talking about the little actions, big distractions, and specifically when I'm preaching. And we're going to start in the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel. Some of us are like, where in the world is that? Well, let me help you out. It is in the Old Testament. If you need to find, look for it. It's in the table of contents. Every Bible has a table of contents. If you have a physical Bible, if you have an electronic Bible, it's even easier. You can simply type it in. But you'll find Ezekiel pretty much two-thirds of the way down. So it's after Psalms, Ecclesiastes, all of those things. So you'll find it around there. Once you come to the book of Ezekiel, we're going to ask you to go to the 44th chapter. And once you get to the 44th chapter, we're going to read verse 18. Ezekiel 44, 18. Book of Ezekiel, the 44th chapter, 18th verse. I know time is running. Don't you worry about that. I'm going to go ahead and read it out of the Christian Standard Bible version. The book of Ezekiel, the 44th chapter, and the 18th verse reads as follows. It says, "They are to wear linen turbans on their heads, and linen undergarments around their waists. They are not to put on anything that makes them sweat." The first topic we're going to talk about in this series is sweating. Sweating. Did you hear me correctly? Yeah, sweating. You may be seated. I will be preaching a sermon, and y'all know that when I get animated, I start to sweat. I sweat a lot. I don't know about you, you know. You know that phrase, you know, women glow, men sweat, right? I sweat profusely, okay? But especially when I'm getting animated, I'm jumping, I'm moving back and forth, I sweat. What I've learned is that sometimes some of you, once I'm starting to drip sweat, forget what I'm preaching. Does Pastor have a towel up there? Preaching about the Word of God, preaching about what Jesus is doing. inviting me to get that man some water. Somebody needs to help him out. Why is he so hot up there? Why? All while I'm preaching something that God might be using to change your life.
Yeah.
But you worried about me sweating. Little action, big distraction. And so I said, okay, Lord, well, what? How am I going to preach on this? How does this work? How do I do this? And the Lord helped me out by turning me to Ezekiel, the book of Ezekiel. And in the 44th chapter, starting around the 15th verse, God is giving instructions to the Levitical priests. And it's very interesting because, you know, normally this type of scripture, I kind of pass up. You know, it's just God talking and you know, telling the priest what to do. We know we don't have a priest like they did then. We don't have that today. We're not doing that here. You know, skip, skip, skip. That's usually what we would normally do. But God had me slow down on this one a little bit. And so we go into Ezekiel, the 44th chapter, and starting at the 15th verse, this is what the Lord says. He says, but the Levitical priests descended from Zadok, who kept charge of my sanctuary when the Israelites went astray from me, will approach me to serve me. They will stand before me to offer me fat and blood. All right, so we're talking about these priests are giving offerings to the Lord, right?
Yeah.
Stay with me. This is the declaration of the Lord God, verse 16. They, these priests, they are the ones who may enter my sanctuary and approach my table to serve me. They will keep my mandate. Again, we're talking about offerings to the Lord. And the way that the temple and the offerings were laid out, not everybody could just go into the inner courts. That was reserved for certain, for these priests. And this is what God is declaring. He's establishing it. There is this inner court, okay? Not everybody's there, right? It's just this inner court where the sacrifices are being offered. And this is what God is telling them. Verse 17. When they enter the gates of the inner court, again, verse 17, they are to wear linen garments. They must not have on them anything made of wool when they minister at the gates of the inner court and within it. Why do we care if it's linen versus wool? Verse 18. He says, they are to wear linen turbans on their heads and linen undergarments around their waists. They are not to put on anything that makes them sweat. Everybody say sweat. Okay. Let's read verse 19. It says, before they go out to the outer court, to the people, this is what God's saying, they must take off their clothes that they have been ministering in, leave them in the holy chambers, and dress in other clothes so that they do not transmit holiness to the people through their clothes. What in the world is happening here? First of all, let's talk about the sweat, since that's what we're talking about, right? Raise your hand if you've ever been to a restaurant before. Okay, amen. There's hands up all room. And I'm sure there's hands up online. Now, at a restaurant, what do you do at a restaurant? You eat, right? You eat food, right? Who's making the food? The cook. Right. I'm not trying to trick you, y'all. All right. When We get our food. We expect the food not only to be delicious, but to be free of anything that's not supposed to be in the food.
Amen.
Y'all on the same page?
Amen.
I'm sure if some of us knew that the cooks are preparing our steaks and preparing our vegetables, all of our food, and they over here and they just hot, dripping sweat all over the food. Hello? If y'all knew that, I'm talking about if y'all knew that. Because you know, a lot of it is what you know they're doing, right? I'll leave that for another sermon. But if you know that they're sweating all over the food, you wouldn't like it, right? You would tell them, take it back. Well, guess what? You know, sometimes there's very spiritual reasons, right? Why God asks for things to do for things to be done, right? But sometimes it's not as, you know, as we call it, spiritual. Mm-hmm. Listen, God don't want no sweaty Levites hovering over the food. Does that make sense? Like, remember, they're offerings, right? These are the offerings. Well, guess what happens with these offerings? Well, once they're, some are burnt up, right? Those are the burnt offerings. Those are gone, right? But then there's other offerings that are brought where they become food for the other Levites. So yeah, the Levites were also sort of kind of being chefs in the holy kitchen. And God doesn't want a whole bunch of sweat on the food. That's it. It doesn't have to be that spiritual, y'all. We wouldn't want having a lot of sweat on the food. God don't want sweat on his offering, right? And then we can go on top of it and say, you know, whether it's clean and unclean and start talking about the other directives, but we're talking real practical.
Right?
God doesn't want sweaty Levites. Now, what is this about the holiness stuff, right? The transmit holiness. I'm going to say this statement. God did not want unholy people to come into contact with a holy presence because it could be lethal. When the priests are in the inner courts, they are in the manifest presence of God. And when you are in the presence of God, I mean in a different way, right? Like again, manifest presence. When you're in the presence of God, things happen physically. There's things that happen physically. There was an example of Moses after he had seen, you know, just the, what was it, the train of the robe, just a little bit of the robe that God had, you know, when God passed by, his face shone, his face emitted light.
Right.
Like that, there were physically, like, we don't understand that, right? How does a face emit lights? We don't have LEDs in our faces, right?
Right.
But because he was in the presence of God, it did something different. He even had to wear a veil so that people could look at him.
Right.
Moses.
Right.
We're not talking about the Father. We're not even talking about Jesus. We're talking about Moses, a man like you and a regular human like you and me. Because he was in the presence of God, because of that, physically, there were things that happened to him. So with these priests, when they're in the back, and in the presence of God, offering sacrifices and whatnot, there's physical things that happen to their clothes. And so what God was saying is, I don't want you wearing those clothes out in the streets. You have your church clothes, you have your street clothes. Don't worry, I'm not going to get into all that today. But you got your presence of God clothes. You need to take them off. And when we go to the people, you wear something else. And why is that? It's because if people who are not ready, who are not prepared to see the holiness of God come and come into contact with it, that could kill them, y'all. Y'all remember the ark was being carried out of Philistia to back to Israel.
Yeah.
The ark tipped, and they didn't secure it good enough,
right.
Well enough. The ark tipped, and somebody went and touched it,
right.
Dropped dead.
Right.
Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Why? Because the presence of God is that serious.
Amen.
You know, we sang about we want more of the Lord. Well, if you want more of the Lord, understand there's some danger that comes with that. Amen?
Yeah, amen.
So this is why, this is what's going on. Now, why mention sweat? Why mention these clothes change? What in the world does this have to do with me and Pastor, you preaching? The lesson here is this: serve in a way that is considerate of others.
Amen.
The Levites were not to be haphazard and doing things just because they're supposed to do them. When they did when they sacrificed offerings, they had to think about the other Levites,
yeah,
who would be benefiting from their actions. Mm-hmm. When they had to change clothes, they had to change clothes because they had to think about the people outside of the court that they would be ministering to.
Right.
We must serve in a way that is considerate of others.
Yeah.
Sometimes us Christians, we have this way of thinking, well, God told me to do it, so I'm going to do what I'm going to do. God has you ministering to other people.
Amen. Amen.
And sometimes it's going to be a little inconvenient for you, mm-hmm, so that it could be more convenient for everybody else.
Right.
Why? Because that's the point of service. Yes, we're supposed to please God. And guess what? God is pleased when we think of others when we're serving. God is pleased when we essentially die to ourselves and kill our own pride so that we can do things that may not be as comfortable, but it's more essential and beneficial for others. Why am I not here in shorts and a t-shirt? I would love to preach in shorts and a t-shirt. In fact, one time I did, right? Yeah, some of y'all remember that. And that was to make it a point of it. It would be so much easier for me. I sweat a lot. I would love to have just shorts and a t-shirt. Because the gospel's the gospel, right? But I know that if I do it, even though I'm preaching the same gospel, even though God will still love me regardless, I know that that's going to throw some people off.
Amen. Right.
And so I'm here in these suit pants and this polo, and it took a while to even get to this polo, because I don't want to throw people off when I'm preaching the gospel. I want to serve in a way that is considerate of others.
Right.
Actually, that's one of the reasons that I'm wearing polos now. Mm-hmm. Y'all know, and especially if you were here last week, I sweat a whole lot when I'm in a suit.
Amen.
And part of the reason I switched to a polo was because everybody worried about me sweating. Now, obviously, I have the benefit of not, I don't like wiping sweat off and doing all that, right? But when I'm preaching, I really don't care. I mean, it's the Lord. Like, he's doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
I really don't care.
Right.
But I know that it's a distraction, mm-hmm, for some of you. And so what I try to do is see how much I can kind of accommodate without being a little too much. I'm doing the work.
Right.
So that you won't be distracted. Yep. Does that make sense? So now let's move on to verse 20. This is God still talking to him. He says, they may not shave their heads. Talking about the Levites. God says, they may not shave their heads or let their hair grow long. No buzz cuts, no baldies, and on the other end, no ponytails, no locks, right? But they are to carefully get their lineups. Verse 21, no priest may drink wine before he enters the inner court. I'm going to keep moving. I was going to make some jokes about y'all Chardonnay and y'all Moscatos, but I'm just keep moving. Verse 22. Again, this is talking about what God is telling the Levites. He is not to marry a widow or a divorced woman, but may marry only a virgin from the offspring of the house of Israel, or a widow who is the widow of a priest. What is all of this for? Verse 23. This is the job of the Levites. They are to teach my people the difference between the holy and the common, and explain to them the difference between the clean and the unclean. Why is God telling them that they got to get their hair lined up regularly to do this? Why is God telling them no champagne before coming to the inner court? Why is God telling them that there's a specific there's specific people that they can marry? Again, he told the Levites this. He didn't tell everybody. He's telling the Levites. Why is God doing this? Because God did not want any distractions from the lessons the Levites were called to teach. God did not want the Levites to have bald hair, you know, to be bald. One of the reasons is because all of the other priests in the ancient Near East were bald. That's what they did. They cut their hair for their gods. And so what God is saying is, look, I want your hair to be such in a way that nobody has any questions. Right. Nobody has any issues with that. I want to make sure that, you know, with the whole wine thing, that you're doing things correctly so that nobody has questions and nobody's wondering about you. Nobody's asking questions about, you know, what they're doing and why they're doing this. And you're talking about the clean and the unclean and the holy and common, and you married to all kinds of people, and now, you know, well, it's technically okay, but you know, such and such, and well, that wasn't really her sister, and there's too much drama.
Right.
There's too much drama. If you just go out and just get anybody you want, even if it's according to this, God had to restrict it so that there is absolutely no drama, absolutely no questions, absolutely no nothing that would distract people from hearing what God wanted to tell them, which is that there is a difference between what is holy and common.
Right.
There's a difference between what's clean and unclean. And they had to be walking examples of cleanliness.
Yeah.
That's just how it was.
Right.
And I will tell you, as a leader, there are some things that I just have to do.
Right.
Me, personally, me.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
that God has called me to do. It is not a rule for you. But for me, it just is what it is. Why do I do this? Because God wants you to focus on the message. And so that is why I have done some things to reduce my sweating, okay? And that includes during and after the sermon, all right? I normally have a towel up here. I don't have it right now because it's being washed. Why? Because I used it, all right? I have napkins up here. I'm good, all right? I have a fan. It's not on. Let me turn it on for you just to help y'all out. It works. I'm using the fan. I'm using the fan. And guess what? After the sermon, I know we worried about the weather. It's raining and, well, it might be chilly out there. I will put this hood on. I'm going to do it. After I'm done preaching, I'm going to put this on. Does everybody see this? Online, make sure. Online, I hope you see this. I am going to do this, okay? Why am I saying all this? Listen, the sweating is handled. We've got it. Now that the sweating is good, now that we all understand that I understand about the sweating and that we're going to have it done, now that we've handled this distraction, let's get back to Jesus. Don't look at the sweat and miss his blood. Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, was born through the Virgin Mary, and he lived for 33 years, and he went on a cross and died for our sins. He died so that we might have a way to the tree of life. He died so that we could be right with the Father. He died for us. And then he was buried, and on the third day, he got up with all power in his hand. And I don't want people to miss that. I don't want people to miss what Jesus is doing in their lives because of some sweat. I don't want people to miss that because they're worried about how hot it's getting. I don't want people to miss that because they know it's cold out there and do we got a hood. And I don't want people to miss that because God can be speaking to your anxiety. God can be speaking to your depression. God is speaking to your loneliness. He's speaking to all of it. And he has a word for you. And he don't want you getting distracted. Because it's warm up here. So as I close, look, I can't promise I won't sweat. Even now, I'm starting to do this, right? I can't promise I won't sweat, but I can promise that it is handled. Don't worry. I'm good. And listen, even if I do sweat, at least focus on what I'm sweating about. I'm not up here just because I need a workout. I'll go to the gym. I can go to get a workout there. When I'm up here and I'm sweating, it's because God is doing things with me. And it requires that me personally, James, I move around. And I'm going to have energy and it's going to make me sweat a little bit. So if I'm sweating, I just want you to know, focus in, lock in. Because this is worth James needing to take another shower when he gets home. This is worth James being uncomfortable in his sweaty suit on his way home. This is worth it. So the sweating should be a sign to you that there's something going on. So don't miss all of that just because you worried that I ain't got a towel up here. I do. Even if I do sweat, at least focus on what I'm sweating about.